everybody eats when they come to my house.
John Lindorf, great to see you again on Radio Nibbles, and we're celebrating a couple of anniversaries in 2019. Both Radio Nibbles on the air at KGNU, which started in 1994, and also it's the Boulder Weekly's 25th anniversary.
So I started looking back at what 25 years has meant to food in Boulder. If you weren't here 25 years ago, let me tell you, the food is a lot better now. That was just when, for instance, Jack's Fish House opened, and Zolo Grill, and the start of that stuff. It was before Frasca arrived, and a lot of the other really hot restaurants.
And it was really before the boom in craft brewing and, you know, brew pubs and the like, right on the at the start of that. There were a few, of course, yeah.
But not the plethora of tasting rooms and cideries, and there were no distilleries.
Yeah.
Also, the grocery shopping in Boulder is profoundly better now than it was then. Everybody has a store in Boulder, from Trader Joe's to, you know, all the small ethnic markets.
And I think, to me, the most positive thing comparing now to the last, to 25 years ago, is the availability of local food.
Local food, local beverages, local bakers, but also the farmers market is now fully established in Boulder, and there's been a lot of spin-off benefits from that in terms of local cuisine. There's still a lot that could be done to make it better and more local and save local farming, but we'll do that in the next 25 years.
Yes, we'll look back 25 years from now. Before we go, any food news?
Yeah, Chipotle Grill. You remember them. They were born here?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I think they've jumped the shark because now they're offering lifestyle bowls instead of burritos that fit certain diets or lifestyles, paleo, ketogenic, Whole30. I hate the name. I don't think anybody goes, hey, kids, let's go out for some lifestyle tonight.
In a bowl.
Right. And I'm tired of bowls, too. But the paleo bowl actually sounds pretty good. Romaine, barbacoa, fajita vegetables, salsa, guacamole. You know, I mean, it's okay, but lifestyle bowl, really?
What's the best thing you've tasted lately?
It was an Osaka burger at Osaka's restaurant in Boulder. It was just wonderful. They use okonomaki, which is a Japanese pancake that's made with cabbage, as the bun for the burger, which has various fillings, including salmon. I had chicken. They also have a gluten-free kale pancake version. It's incredibly tasty and elegant, and I loved it.
Osaka Burger at Osaka's. Cabbage bun. Yep. Love that. Well, you can listen to Archive Radio Nibbles at KGNU.org, and we will talk to you next week.
Bon appetit.
Tommy, Dora, Andre. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey.